Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Kevin J. Johnston.
The Canada Revenue Agency is stealing money from Canadians at an insane rate. I know how to stop this because I'm a tax expert. I know how to beat corporate tax, personal income tax, GST, payroll tax. If you want to get rid of all of your tax bills in Canada, contact me right now. Your taxes are going to go to zero legally. KevinJJohnston.com. Book your consultation right now at KevinJJohnston.com. KevinJJohnston.com.
And now on with the memes. Number one, this is what every single mom out there with five kids from four different fathers is waiting for, and won't settle for less. He has to be 6'3", own a mansion, and make over $1.5 million a year. Yeah, I know plenty of guys like that that said, I would date a woman like her. Said no man ever. In the end, she'll probably have child number 6 with a bad boy that she met at the Waffle House. All women want the top guys, but fall for the guys that make them tingle. Up next, if you date a girl who wears glasses, it's like dating two girls when she takes them off. Javier the Legend says, wash off the makeup and then it's like you're dating three girls. James says remove the Instagram filter and you get to date four girls. Henry says take away the meds and you could be dating up to 10 different women. But you can only bang one of them at a time and the others will probably try and file a rape charge against you at some point. Number three, a new coercive control law has come out in Australia. If a woman claims her partner is emotionally controlling, he could be sent off to prison. Of course, women are more emotionally controlling than men, but the police will only target the male offenders, because that's how it works. Rest in peace, future relationships that'll never happen, because I bet that ordering food for a woman at a restaurant when she's being indecisive will probably be labeled as coercive control now. Moving on, meet the new president of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum, and it looks like she literally did the meme. She looks like quite the happy merchant, and I can't believe the cartels didn't cancel her from her meat suit like they did the other 27 candidates. You know your country is going down the drain when she replaces the Mexican flag behind her podium with an alphabet people one, which she did. Number five, what a difference only 5 years makes. Turning the body on the left into the body on the right is like wasting a winning lottery ticket. But don't worry, because she'll soon find out how hard life is as a man soon enough. This individual now has the lower body of a female and the upper body of a twink. After all this, I doubt this individual will be around in their meat suit for that much longer. Up next, this 53-year-old woman married her 22-year-old adopted son, after raising him from the age of 14. Not only do you actually have to worry about teachers raping your kids, but if you remarry, their new mother might do it too, in reverse Woody Allen maneuver. This is textbook grooming. I've heard of the son husband before, but this is ridiculous. If a man tried doing this, the screams of outrage would be heard all the way up on the moon, and there's no sound in space. Number seven, this woman wants to explain to the other ladies out there that some guys really do talk to only one woman because women talk to many different men all the time. And here's the smoking gun for why there are vastly more single men than women. That tattoo on her neck, when she's 200 pounds heavier in 5 years, is going to look like Mothra. But if you're a guy that's not talking to 50 other women, then women will think that you're an incel creep. Moving on, these two ride-or-die besties had sex with students while working at the Georgia school district. When women are charged with it, it's called having sex. But when men are charged, it's called molested, sexual assault, or rape. Good men are hard to find, so women are trying to groom them instead. And if that doesn't work, then they're going for the youngest, most inexperienced guys that they can control completely with their cooches. Number 9, here's another teacher jailed for 6.5 years after raping 2 16-year-old boys and getting pregnant by one of them. I have the solution for these cases. Bring back male teachers. If a man was responsible for doing something like this, he would have gotten 25 years. The problem can be solved by separating the sexes in school and most social life too. Again, the men are walking away, so single women are trying to groom guys. They can't walk away. Up next, what the hell does this mean? Is it that a simp wanted to marry a 304 and privatize the glory hole? She definitely wasn't expecting that, but I still bet the ending will be good. This is every woman's dream. To ride the carousel for a decade or two before some Chad that doesn't understand his value marries them up. That's the holy grail or unicorn for a woman. I've been that man. You don't want to be him. Number 11 is the difference between the way that men and women take pictures. Neil Armstrong went to the moon and took 5 of them. Today's modern woman goes to the bathroom and she takes 105 of them. Now imagine how many photos a woman would have taken if you sent her to the moon. Then again, let's be fair to her because this is probably a picture of her bathroom. Maybe more people would believe Neil went to the moon if he took a few more pictures. Moving on, Italy wants to jail vegans for up to 4 years if they don't feed their kids meat. Is Italy based or bonkers? Where you're used to places like California jailing parents if they don't let their kids change their gender. And seeing something like this is absolutely shocking. I'll bet you anything some animal farmers in Italy paid off the government to impose this legislation. The Italian sausage lobby is so strong that when you cut down a tree in Italy, it looks like this inside. Number 13, the first female-to-male trans pro boxer, Patrizio Manuel, was knocked out in 21 seconds and is deeply disappointed by the loss. He literally doesn't know what hit them, and is probably the only one that isn't surprised by this. All this image proves is that plastic surgery and chemicals can make women look like a weak man. Patricia turned herself into Patrizio, and then took her life from easy mode to difficult mode. Not to mention also went bald. Yikes. Up next, Hawk 2 says she will not launch a OnlyFans page at the moment. Because, you know, that's what they all say until their fame runs out, and then they try and grab as many simp bucks as they can. Women like this one are rejoicing and saying that they can take it from here. Number 15, this is what you should think when the average teenage girl tells everyone she dates not to worry about her past. This is her past. A smorgasbord of schlong. Today, women are more afraid of losing their phones than they are their dignity. If you want to know a woman's past, then just look into her eyes. If she looks dead inside, then she's been with too many schwing-schwangs. Moving on, here's the difference between women that are raised by no father versus a strong father. In this case, Dignify AI made her go from having a big butt and drinking whiskey to a big head and kids. The left is terrified of this type of technology, because it would red pill the planet and make their followers feel bad for not fulfilling their biological urge to reproduce. Dignify AI gives women their dignity back, or shows them what they would have looked like if they never lost it. Number 17, here's the former British Prime Minister sitting in the cuck chair, while being stunned by Britain's most tattooed mum. There he is, like a little schoolboy waiting his turn to go to the principal's office, while the tattooed mom chats about getting her nether regions inked. At least she didn't do her entire face. Yet. There he is, checking her out, while his wife gets pissed off at him. Up next, his 38-year-old account is being bullied at work and wanted to go out with a bang. So he stole £170,000 and spent it all in one weekend on the white powder that goes up your nose as well as working girls. I guess not all heroes wear capes after all. The moral of the story is don't bully the incel at work, especially if he has keys to your cash. Number 19, who was the best TV dad of the 90s? For me, it has to be Al Bundy because he knew all about female nature. But all of them are better than most of the men on television today. It all went downhill with Ray Barone. My close second would be Tim Taylor because he was the funniest after Al Bundy. Al Bundy also sacrificed the most by working at a job he hates to support and care for his family. And they weren't even grateful. Moving on, this ex-Virginia Tech soccer player was benched because she wouldn't kneel for Black Lives Matter. And then she won a $100,000 settlement because of it. Is that all, though? That probably doesn't even cover her tuition. They probably just gave her half of it back and kept the rest for themselves. It should have been at least 10 times that amount. Also, never forget that even the DEI FBI kneeled like simps for BLM. Number 21, speaking of racism, Speedy Gonzalez was banned by the Cartoon Network for being an offensive stereotype, only to return after massive protests from Hispanics. Looks like he was a good role model after all. Now they just need to uncancel Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, and the Land O'Lakes lady. Black people need to protest to get them back. It's always white woke Karens deciding what's appropriate for brown and black people. Up next is Jenna Ortega, and I'm asking everyone if they would use their wood on her. What most guys don't understand is that if you strip her out of her makeup and fashion, the random girl behind the counter at the Taco Bell would probably be better looking than her. I don't care what anyone says. I would tap because her face is perfectly symmetrical and she's a 10 out of 10. Number 23, a guy is happy because she's finally letting him hit it and he's wondering what else he needs to bring. How about a hazmat suit and bedbug repellent? maybe a paper bank to put on his own head so he can imagine someone else while he's with her. Also, how about maybe getting a tetanus shot too? I'll tell you what he shouldn't bring. His dignity and self-respect, because that was gone the moment he started dating her. Moving on is Halima, and she's asking guys without girlfriends what life is like so far. I'd say pretty peaceful. The quality of my sleep is great. I do what I want and the last thing on my mind is loneliness. I think based on her body language, she wants men to say lonely, sad and depressed, and sexually frustrated. And yet I didn't see any of those responses to this meme on X. Number 25 and the last one, this guy was rejected by his crush. So he became rich and here he is with his crush's daughter. Well played, Mr. Miyagi. Well played indeed. Unfortunately, I hope he notices that she's leaning away from him. If this really did happen, then it's proof that the best revenge is a cold dish. You just know that one day women will try and create age gap limits for older men getting together with younger women. But they won't do the same for old women getting together with younger men. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.